I'm back with the second part of Arts Notebook here today at Radio Centreville, and an old friend and regular here on the program. You almost take over your own show here. So again, welcome, Wakong Chan, the publisher of La Scena Musicale. How's my Italian?
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
I got two covers of two issues in front of me. We just finished January not too long ago, and there was a wonderful, I think we talked about it here at the station a few
months
ago.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, the wonderful piece about the Gino Chilico, and now comes the new one. And on the cover of your March issue is Cameron Carpenter. Now, tell me a little bit more about Cameron Carpenter.
Well, Cameron Carpenter is an American organist, mm-hmm. and he's trying to revolutionize, I guess, the organ.
He looks like he'd be a rock singer.
Yes, well, in a sense, he's kind of the, for those people who remember, Nigel Kennedy of the organ.
Oh, okay, I get the idea, yeah.
I mean, he's he dresses avant-garde, and he also, I mean, he's... his sexuality is also a bit of and also his main thing is that he travels with his own organ. He's created his own organ.
Is it one that's like a standard, like a Baldwin or a?
No, it's an electric organ that has sampled sounds of different organs that he likes. And he travels with it, and
has traditional organ music sounds.
Too. Yes, and he plays that organ. So his main idea is that, just like violinists, they have their strat, they bring their organ with them, their instrument with them. For him, he thinks that that's an important part of his. Of
is
his
that
performance.
A big thing to drag around? Or?
Well, apparently he trucks it in and takes a couple of hours to set up.
Oh, wow.
But his claim is that it costs like maybe a third of the price of a real pipe mm-hmm. organ. So,
So that will be one of the feature pieces in the February-March issue. And before we go any further, as we've done every year for a couple of years, do you want to talk about the Valentine's part now or save it for near the end?
We
started. So it's Valentine's Day or Saint Valentine's Day coming up pretty soon. And you have an interesting tradition which has become a Montreal cultural tradition.
Well, thank you
for
saying.
Which includes you yourself and others. What's happening this year in your Valentine's
Day? Well, it's our sixth year, annual
okay.
singing Valentine's. And the basic premise for those who don't remember is that we can deliver a love song or an operatic aria over the phone, and usually it's a surprise. So if, for instance, you want to offer a singing Valentine to your wife or your husband, your mother,
nice.
your sons and your daughters.
The phone rings here. This is for you.
Well, you call them at work or you call them on their cell phone and you say, we have a special singing Valentine for you. And this year we have some of the same singers and some new singers. In particular, our celebrity singer this year is none other than Gino Chilico.
Yeah, whom we just spoke about on the
cover
of
on the cover
of
our December issue. So he's agreed to sing up to 10 singing Valentines.
10? Wow.
Yes. So
has
there's a limit.
Has he chosen his aria yet? No?
Well, he has offered two songs. De Vieni alla Finestra from Don Giovanni, Mozart's Don Giovanni.
Mm-hmm.
And Torna a Sorrento, the Neapolitan song.
So
both of those are from his recent album. So he's willing to offer that. And people can visit our website, lascena.ca, and they can see the menu of singers and the menu of the list of the available songs and also the available times. Obviously,
people have commitments.
Yes. So Gino, for instance, is available on Thursday and Friday, the February 11th and 12th from 12 p.m. onwards.
Okay.
He's traveling on Saturday and he has a show on Sunday. So it's...
Why do I remember the name of Louis Chilico?
Well, Louis Chilico is one of... was one of Canada's greatest baritones.
Yeah.
He grew up in Montreal, and Louis is Gino's father.
I thought so.
And Louis passed away over 12 years ago, and Gino is a well-known singer. He sang at the Metropolitan Opera younger in his career, and as we talked about last month, he's remade himself both crossover and opera, And so,
crossover is sort of Sorrento, right?
Well, he's done some musicals, and so he's reestablished himself in Montreal.
And I look at the cover and I see such phrases as Star Wars. How does that enter into La Scena Musicale?
Well, you know, the music of Star Wars is composed by John Williams, one of our generation's greatest film composers.
Yeah.
And, the music has a lot of, it's based on classical music, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it would be a great idea to be a topical, to talk about the music of Star Wars.
You're spreading quite a bit now into a lot of different fascinating areas.
Well, music is all around us, right?
Yeah,
and the arts are all around us. And mm-hmm. so it's important to touch upon what's current and what's also traditional, right? So I think for instance, also another feature that we have is we have a spread on Pierre Boulez, passed
right.
away back in January. So we have some remembrances from Kent Nagano to Denis Goujon and Jean-Michel Lavoie. And I thought it would be interesting to, instead of just having a photo of Pierre Boulez, to have a coloring portrait of.
Oh, that's what that's for. Okay.
Coloring portrait of Pierre Boulez.
Now people, adults are doing coloring. I hear about this.
So this is our first of our regular series of portraits, and why not? Pierre Boulez is known to push the boundaries of musical composition. So
push the boundaries on his behalf. I guess before we go any further, and we will get back to the Valentines because I want to hear you sing, where generally is La Scena Musicale available?
Well, it's all over the city. There's over 350 spots are available. In the island of Montreal, North Shore, South Shore, it's generally available at concert halls, to schools, to cafes.
Libraries, I've seen it.
Libraries. Mm-hmm. Definitely. We do have a list on our website that people can consult.
Yeah, I hope the people next door who run the Kilo will get back in business so the people in this neighborhood can read your magazine.
You may have noticed that I just presented you the subscriber edition.
Yes, nice, with the white paper.
With the whiter paper. Of course, people can pick up there are 25,000 copies of the magazine.
Yeah, I can see the difference in color when I've looked at the two side by side.
But,
right?
We have a subscription campaign on right now for 2016. We have a contest to win musical accessories such as a handmade bow and handmade strings. But one of our features for subscribers is that they get a whiter paper. You can see that this is like photocopy paper.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely.
92 brightness.
Well, you can read the other one pretty well. That's okay. But this is better.
And then if you want to do coloring, it's better on a whiter paper.
That is true. I know you just finished your art song thing that you've been doing.
No, we're still going on.
Or is it still going on?
And in this issue, on the theme of love, we have Richard Turp, who writes about his three favorite art songs, love songs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of content. I'm really proud of this issue.
Because looking forward to this new issue.
We have different types of articles, such as the interview of Cameron Carpenter. Also, there's a profile of Collective Nine, another group that's also presenting classical music in a different way. They're arranging for nine musicians and also using amplification so that they can reach more non-traditional venues. We have an article about amateur ensemble musicians and their passion for music. And
it's been a couple of months now that your issues have included things outside of this music as such. As I mentioned, the last issue had a piece on the show at the Siegel Center about Anne Frank called The Secret Annex. How frequently do you venture into dealing with theater and film and such?
Well, the La Scena Musicale magazine is published seven times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And on a quarterly basis, which is four times a year, we're matching that with our La Scena Arts magazine.
Which is at the back, is it, or in part of the magazine?
It's It's a magazine in sense that we have two covers.
On one side.
On one side, we have the music cover, and on the back on the side, we have the arts cover.
Yes.
And so the in the last issue, we had Jean-Philippe Duval, who's a filmmaker.
That's right.
And in our September issue, we had the Théâtre de Cassou, which is who's celebrating their 60th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And in the next one, it's a bit of a secret, but we're probably going to feature a writer. Mm-hmm. And then so that's the April-May issue. And then in our mm-hmm. summer issue, we'll have also be matched with the Summer Arts Festival guide. So.
Now, let's get back to one of the main reasons you're here today, which is the whole Valentine's thing. 6 years, you said, eh? That's been doing?
That's right. And I remember coming here the first year.
Yeah, that's right. And you sang, and that was quite wonderful. You yourself have a background in opera, but I can't remember whether each time you did choose a song, was it from the strictly operatic repertoire, or do you venture into pop or modern such as well?
Well, when they go onto our website, you can see the list of songs that are available. I have a combination of operatic arias such as Keja Lida Manina, De Viene alla Finestra, but I also have some art songs such as Morgan. And Ich habe mit ein Lindenduft, I smelled the scent of a linden tree. I do something kind of jazzy, My Funny Valentine.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you're going to choose things like that, or Gershwin's Summertime, or that sort of, because that comes pretty, a couple of weeks ago I featured West Side Story on this program, and yeah, that's pretty close to opera.
Well, yeah, musical theater. I mean, Bernstein, yeah. You know, he's I guess that's kind of on the border, mm-hmm. on the fence of whether it's opera or music theater. But I mean, it can be done either way. So,
well, the recording I was playing was with Tiri Tekanawa.
Yes,
playing the lead. You may have seen that recording.
And so. Jose Carreras.
Jose Carreras is in it as well. It got strange reviews saying that they were too much opera singers and not enough theater people, and that you could tell that they were just singing.
Well, I guess some that's what happens when it first came out as a music theater. People got used to that kind of palette of sound, and mm-hmm. so it's, having it more operatic is maybe a little different. But I guess if you perform it live without amplification in a big hall, then you would need to have a more operatic voice.
What's I keep veering away, but I do want to get back to the Valentine's thing. But what is the status these days of the Montreal Opera Company? Are they still performing as many of there are?
Well, the last couple of years they've slimmed down to four productions.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
And four evenings. And actually, I think there seems to be an upswing because the last production of Otello was sold out, mm-hmm. and so was the previous other one. So I think they should start adding more performances, and
you cover them in the magazine,
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the next opera is there called Lilies, Les Feuillettes, and it's a new opera. And
yeah, I don't know it. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're planning to have an article in the next issue on that.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. I'm not digressing anymore. It's the Valentine's issue, and it's only another, today is the 6th, so it's just another week in the day till Valentine's. Can people get started now or even the next few days if they hear us and want to? What is the procedure? Somebody says, I want to hear somebody sing, you or whoever else. They call the station or they?
They visit our website.
They go to your website, I should say.
LaChena.ca.
Uh-huh.
And they can find our webpage for Singing Valentine's. And there we have seven singers, and their different repertoire, and also their different availability.
Want to mention the names once we have a chance?
Sure. In addition to Gino Quilico, we have David Menzies, tenor, mm-hmm. Myself.
Yes.
Then baritone Simon Fournier. Then we have soprano Chantal Dion and Janice Goodfellow, and mezzo Priscilla Ann Tremblay.
Mm-hmm. And these other people are from the local opera scene, are there?
Yes, David Menzies is a young singer who's been in different productions with company Baroque Montréal or Musica da Camera, and Simon Fournier, he's a trained opera singer, but more recently he's been conducting the opera Bouffe and also the mm-hmm. Cœur de Reine Ville-Marie. So And Chantal Dion, she just completed her doctorate at the University of Montreal, and she's been done recitals.
It's nice to have a chance for these young people to be heard in Montreal. It's great. Now, I can't postpone this anymore. You promised, and you had the piece. This is a sample of what we will hear. Shall I switch microphones? Okay, I guess I'm going to switch microphones. Switch chairs, too. Okay. So, if the audience wonders what these strange noises are, it's me changing chairs because there seems to be something wrong with this microphone. But that's what you get sometimes when you're dealing with community radio, and there have to be funds to...
The song I'm about to offer...
While I'm getting settled again, tell me
about... It's called Ich Amet ein Lindendorf.
Okay.
And it's by Gustav Mahler. And the translation is that I smell the scent of a linden tree. And it's in the survey of the greatest art songs, this is my choice for my favorite art song. I wrote about it in the October issue.
In the October, okay. Just before we sing it, we still have enough time. Earlier today, I was playing some of the music by the satirist Tom Lehrer. And although I didn't play this song, he has a song about Alma, who was a famous woman who had three lovers during her life. One was Mahler. Mm-hmm. One was Gropius, the architect. Mm-hmm. And the third one was Franz Werfel, the novelist.
Yes.
And in the one on Mahler... she's complaining that he's writing this lied from der Erde, and she just wants to make love. But okay, enough digression. Here we go. So it's again, the piece by Mahler is called
Ich Amet ein Lindendorf.
Okay, here we go. Get ready, Jeremy. He's going to sing.
Ich Amet ein Duft im Zimmer stand ein Zweig der Linde.
Say that, you know, opera's loss is journalism's gain with your wonderful magazine.
Well, thank you.
Would you ever be tempted to go back into opera?
Well, I mean...
You're busy, man.
I'm a busy man, but, you know, if the opportunity presents itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if we still have time. I'm not quite sure. Yeah, a couple of minutes left. 1 minute, yeah. Or so I'd like to thank you very much, Wakung Chan, for coming as you do very frequently. And I'm so happy to talk about the magazine La Scena Musicale, current issue, Cameron Carpenter. He's a solid-looking guy. I don't think I'd like to tangle with him.
I just want to mention that we do have a contest.
Oh, yeah, mention the contest. We have a minute or so, sure.
For the singing Valentine's, for the first 100 donors, yeah. Because... we ask for a donation, and
yeah, sure.
People get a tax receipt. We have a romantic weekend in Montreal on the weekend of May 28th and 29th. Mm-hmm. We have two nights of hotels at the Omni, and also two tickets to Les Feuillettes at the Opera.
Oh, the Opera you mentioned from the Opera.
And the two tickets to the War Requiem at the Montreal Symphony the day after. So.
Oh, okay. Are the details in the magazine?
The details are on our website.
On the website, okay. Yes. Which again is La Scena Musicale.
Or LaScena.ca.
Oh, LaScena, just LaScena.ca. CA, okay. I also have here a listing that says LaScena.org, but that's the...
Well, that's our news website,
yeah.
And LaScena.ca is our fundraising
website. Okay. Yes. Well, again, it keeps telling me we can keep talking, right, a little bit. We'll cut right now. Thanks again, and we're cut.